Most of us fail in our efforts at self-improvement because our schemes are too ambitious and we never have time to carry them out. Carry out means carry off.
Got it? 那这句话也要背熟，但是我们重点的结构形式要求你把握住 fail in our efforts。那么在努力中失败，如果是在尝试当中失败呢 ？fail in our attempt，
搞定？
所以动词和介词短语搭配，这是非常常用的我们书面写作的表达方式。好，想想看这句话是怎么来表达的？为避免浪费，我们避免浪费的所做出的努力当中，我们收藏了大量的杂物。We accumulate what? Clutter in attempt to avoid waste. Still remember that? We learned the sentence in lesson 59. 哎，注意，你发现了一个，in attempt to do something. So in our effort.Most of us fail in our efforts at self-improvement. 这一个 at 可以说就是指在具体的某一方面，在自我提高这方面我们努力失败了。Why? Because our scheme are too ambitious. 是因为我们的计划实在是太雄心勃勃。That's a Your scheme is beyond your ability. 你的这个所做出的计划是超出你能力之所及的。Yeah. So if you don't want to get failure, particularly the frustration, never make New Year resolutions beyond you, right? Yeah. 如果不想获得失败和这种挫败的心理，你就不要制定超出你能力所及的计划啊。In fact, in our view, starting English is difficult for some students.那以我们的部分同学的看法说，这英语对于一些人来讲它难度很大。 Of course English the language is developing at tremendous speed. We have got many what new words every day I should say, but if you make up your mind that I can recite 20 words a day, and then you can imagine how many words you can learn by heart in the year, right? 所以想想看，如果你觉得这词汇也太多了，我很难去接受。这一天记20个词，你一年能记多少个 ？Right? And in this way, and I think you will not or you can't get to the frustration. 那么这样的话，你实现了自己的目标和计划，也就不会有挫败感。And at last, you attain your accomplishment. 最后终于实现了你的目的。Of course, I should say step by step, right? And we never have time to carry them out. 那从来没有时间去把它们付诸于实践啊。We also make the fundamental error of announcing our resolutions to everybody so that we look even more foolish when we slip back into our bad old ways.Okay, recite this sentence. 这个语句也要背熟。首先我们把握犯错误 make a mistake. 那么犯一个基本的错误呢 make a fundamental error. Error means mistake, okay? Of course, nobody is perfect, I should say. 没有人无完人。Even beans have its black. 就连豆子还长了一小黑点呢。Right? As a proverb says, even beans have got their black, right? Okay. But, I should say, if you often make fundamental errors, or if you often make some common mistakes, you will get the frustration. Got it? 但是我反回来说，如果你犯的错误，如果是反复经常的话，你这种挫败心理就会很严重。Okay.好，那么作者想表达什么意图呢？ We make the fundamental error. So what's the error about? 那这个错误是关于什么方面内容？ What the error is about? Of announcing our resolution to everyone. 那这个错误就是什么呢？把我们的新年的决心公布给每一个人了。 Okay, in my opinion, if you have been used to making New Year resolutions, you'd better keep them to yourself.Don't announce them to
anybody. Why? If you cannot carry them out, at least you cannot make yourself look stupid.
所以制定新年计划已经习惯了不能不做的话，那么我应该说你要保密。为什么呢？
And otherwise, everybody around you will jibe at you.
Don't you think so?
Yeah. So you look even more foolish.
所以你看上去会很愚蠢。
When we slip back into our bad old ways,
当我们又回到了我们做每件事情的老样子的时候，啊，这是一个重点内容。注意 slip back,
slip back into, let's say, return to the normal way.
对于什么说
return to the normal way.
So, I want to tell you my own experience.
When I was young at high school,I hated mathematics. And before the new year, I decided to study mathematics harder and harder. So, on the new year's eve, I did mathematics exercise. And then, the new year resolution lasted only 3 days, and I forgot all about them. Right?
Okay.
So, if you return to the normal way of doing everything, you will look stupid if you announce your New Year resolutions to everybody around you. Right?
Yeah. Everybody want to keep dignity.
Everybody want to keep dignity, right?
每个人都想维护保持自己的什么？尊严。
Yeah.
好，接下来我们注意下一个语句结构。
Aware of these pitfalls this year, I attempt to keep my resolutions to myself. Keep my resolutions to myself, let's say, I keep my resolutions secret, right?
我这次新年的决心我是保密了。Let's say, I didn't
announce them to anybody.
这句子结构很重要，这句话也要背熟。
Aware of these pitfalls, 形容词短语做原因状语。
我们不妨在 aware 之前加出一个 being， 就可以说把这个 being 省略掉了。
Being aware, let's say, as I was aware of these pitfalls this year, I attempt,
and so on. Got it? 那我一直在讲重点突出这个内容，想想看，形容词或形容词短语做状语，是修饰说明什么呀？主句的主语，这个人或事物的状态，而不是修饰谓动词。记得吗？精疲力尽的到达了终点。
We arrive at our destination exhausted, right?
也可以把它调置到前面去。Exhausted, we arrive at our destination. 好，请同学们来翻译一个语句，我们要求大家运用的 aware of。由于意识到了很清楚这件事情的重要性，我是竭尽全力来把它实现。OK, so,
aware of the importance, I attempt to carry it out.
Carry it out.
I limited myself to 2 modest ambitions.
OK, so we know.
The writer's New Year resolutions are modest. Let's say,The writer's New Year resolutions were not ambitious, right?
这次作者所制定的新年决心不是那么雄心勃勃了，要求一点都不过分。好，我邀请你把我这小短语 limit oneself to， 那表示把自己限定在这两个一点也不过分的新年决心上。这里的 ambition， 那么就指代的是 New Year resolutions。那么它和前面的 ambitious 是相呼应的。我们昨天曾经讲到过 limit， 它重点在于限制到某个点，而 restrict 是表示限定的范围。
To do physical exercise every morning，
每天早晨做早练晨练啊
，and do read more of evening，
那么晚上呢要多看点书。OK， now answer me a question。
Do you think the writer's New Year resolutions ambitious?
你觉得他这两项计划是很雄心勃勃吗？
No. In fact, I should say, his New Year resolutions are what we often want to do.
这也是我们经常想做的事儿。Okay, I want to keep myself fit and healthy, so I should go out to do morning exercise. But you know, for some people, particularly in the modern society, it's really difficult for us to get up early.